Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, November 29th, 2016. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. For me, almost every day is Taco Day, but on Tuesday, I don't know, just seems like a natural fit, right? Lots going on in the news. Some of it seems like a replay of stuff, right? At the Trump Tower, you have more interviews for cabinet positions. Seems like it's an episode of The Apprentice, right? I mean, we all know who the candidates are. Are we all rooting for one or the other? You know, maybe there should be some sort of challenge, you know? Like, what did he usually do during The Apprentice? Like, host some event at the golf course or whatever, something like that, right? Host a concert. And the winner gets the prize, gets to be Secretary of State. But anyways, more of that going on. Today, Trump's been on Twitter, as usual, doing crazy things, right? Well, this one's kind of interesting. He talked about flag burning today, and flag burning, he said, hey, maybe we should revoke their citizenship or throw them in jail or something like that, right? And yeah, the court forbids it, but of course, those on the other side are just attacking him like crazy for coming out and talking about flag burning and making it a crime. But if you go back in history, you know who introduced a bill against flag burning? Hillary Clinton. Do you think Donald Trump knew that and is just playing with us, playing with the media? I think he kind of does, right? So now we'll see. This come back to bite folks or what? I don't know. Kind of funny. That's Donald J. Trump. And we're supposed to get some sort of announcement before the dinner hour on the East Coast. So that'll be probably about the time I upload this to wherever I upload it. Columbia plane crash. You've probably heard about that. And that's a tragedy. It's horrible, right? The Brazilian soccer team goes down. Six survivors. How do you survive a plane crash? But wow, what a story to tell. Probably more on that coming out, but prayers with them, the survivors and the family. It's and families and friends. It's amazing. Stock market today. Hey, we had a little bit of an update, right? It was a little bit better. We were at record levels on the NASDAQ earlier, but no records today. The Dow was up just a smidge. S&P up a smidge. NASDAQ up a smidge. I didn't see the small caps, but, you know, yesterday the small cap win streak stopped. It was at 15 days in a row, 16% up, and then bam, it ended yesterday, right? We did not break that record. Kind of sad. Anyways, the Treasury's yields are up, right? Everybody anticipating inflation. 30-year is up another 29 basis points, 10-year up 5 basis points. And the big news today was probably commodities getting slammed, right? Oil was down 3.8%. It's down to 45.29. And, basically what's happening there is, you know, OPEC's been threatening reductions in oil production, right? But now Iran says, they're not going to do it. And then Saudi Arabia says, well, if Iran doesn't do it and Iraq doesn't do it, well, we're not going to do it either. So, anyways, so I think if supply is out there, if they're continuing to pump oil, prices are going to come down, right? Prices are going to come down. And heck, we're finding oil like crazy here. And now that Trump's in, we'll be able to drill it and build pipelines and do all kinds of stuff. So I think supply is going to be up. It's just whether or not demand will be up to match, especially if the economy gets going. Gold is down a little bit, 1187. That's been hard hit with the strengthening dollar. So there's been some predictions on where are interest rates going to go? How high are rates going to go? They were pretty low, right? And they're thinking, I heard today, that the two-year prediction, 6% on the 10-year. 6% on the 10-year. Imagine your mortgage rates going up and up and up and up. What's that going to do to home prices, huh? What's that going to do to everything that we pay interest rates on cars? And I think that would have a little bit of a slowdown effect on the economy, which what interest rate hikes are supposed to do, right? Tap on the brakes a little bit. But I don't know if rates will go up that fast. Everything kind of goes beyond your expectations a little bit. But yeah, now's not a great time to be long bonds. Of course, it's not going to go in a straight line. It never does. So, and who knows? I mean, if Trump isn't successful doing half the things he wants to do or walks back a lot more, then you know, maybe we're still stuck in a low-growth environment. All right, I had to pause there a second. My phone rang. I don't know about you, but my phone rings constantly during the day. Just rings, 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 rings. And it's all telemarketers. I mean, solar panels and I mean, all kinds of nonsense, right? Your rates are going up. Do this, do that. I don't know. It's just nuts. And surveys, the surveys ended, though, with the election, so that was nice. That was nice. So we did get GDP numbers out today, speaking of a heating economy. It 3.2% for the quarter, right? And that's above estimate, so the Fed really has no reason not to raise rates coming up, and especially now that the election's behind us. I think they're probably going to do that, right? Amazon. So Amazon's a pretty pricey stock, right? It's for razor-thin margins, and heck, it's the go-to retailer. That's pretty much the only place I shop now is Amazon. But anyways, they said that historically the short interest was about $2.1 billion over the 10-year period 2005 to 2015. Well, this year it kind of spiked up. First half of the year, it's about $3.6 billion. And then September was as a new short activity, pushing it up to $4.8 billion. It's pulled back a little bit, but $4.7 billion. So, and it hit a high right after the election, right before Thanksgiving at $5.1 billion. So that's the short interest in Amazon. So those people got a cover to buy to if things don't go bad for Amazon. I don't have any position in Amazon. It's the A in the FANG stocks. Do you know that FANG? There's actually a stock with the ticker FANG. I wonder how many people look up FANG and see that stock and think they're supposed to buy it when actually it's supposed to be Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google. The Google. So speaking of Amazon, have you heard of porch pirates? Yeah, you can guess what those are, right? 23 million Americans have had packages stolen from their homes before they could open them. Somebody else opened them, right? And kind of interesting, you know, here in my neighborhood, that is a problem off and on. Sometimes we seem to get a streak of that. Sometimes we don't. And usually the delivery guys are pretty good about hiding packages. And that's a good idea. Put a planner or something in front of your door, somewhere they can stick something behind and kind of conceal it a little bit. If it's just sitting there out in the open, Lord help you. But and it depends on your neighborhood, of course. But haven't had that problem recently, so good for us. But I've heard a lot of people complaining about it, and I see it on our little neighborhood website, too. Novalis Therapeutics lost 58%, almost 59%, because its phase 2 study evaluating a drug for cystic fibrosis failed to meet the endpoint in adult patients. So, boy, if you own that one, hoping for a breakthrough, and it lost almost 60% this morning on the gap down. Ouch! Facebook Messenger, hey, you can now play games. Galaga, Pac-Man, a bunch of other ones. On there, you can play it online with Facebook Messenger. Some good news for Chipotle, finally. Avocado pricing down. Woohoo! Get your guacamole for cheaper. Finally, some good news. Las Vegas casinos, hey, they did really well in October. So year over year, they're doing real well on the Strip. Increase fiscal year over year, almost 5%. And for October, there was a 25% increase in sportsbook revenue. Pretty big jump. Who's betting on what in October? Was there a fight? I don't know. But anyway, it's good for the casino stocks. A lot of those have come back from the dead, right? Those like Las Vegas Sands, which is a stock I've owned. It crashed for a long time, down. And this year, quite a year going from beginning of the year till now. So, you know, big hullabaloo about cable cutters, AT&T DirecTV Now, which is the over-the-top service. You don't need a cable, but you need internet, which is, I don't know, isn't that the same thing? But, hey, they're going to offer $35 a month, but I think that's only for initial buyers. But there was an analyst that said that, hey, the cost of that programming is about $30 a month. And then if there's a $5 profit margin on that, well, hey, that's you know, your advertising subscriber acquisition cost. So, and plus, they're also giving away that free Apple TV right now too, if you sign up. So, I don't know, are they going to make any money on that? I look at if you don't get in early, the prices go up, right? $60, $70. You start adding stuff. I mean, is it really a saving from cutting the cord? I don't know. Well, hey, enjoy Taco Tuesday and do some more online shopping. Hit those Amazon shorts. And the music in the background is from musicalley.com's PodSafe Music. This is Rob Skane with I Waited. See ya. Waited, but you never called. Yeah, I waited.